Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode on the Bruised Not Broken podcast. It's your girl Desi, and today we are talking about Lent. So, if you don't know what Lent is, I'm glad you came to this episode because I'm going to give you a little bit of background into Lent and why we do it. If you didn't know, Lent started on the 17th of February, and it lasts all the way up until about April 3rd. Some people push it out until Easter, which is April 4th, that Sunday. And basically, to me, what I've been taught is that Lent is a Christian season of spiritual preparation before Easter. And it begins on Ash Wednesday. So if you don't know what Ash Wednesday is, it basically symbolizes the penance and the dust from which God made people. So if you weren't able to go to church this year, due to the quarantine and, you know, a lot of churches still being on live, you probably weren't able to have your priest mark your forehead with the cross. And usually Ash Wednesday, we have like an evening service, and the priest will usually mark your forehead with the ashes. And some may say, remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. Some may say, repent and believe in the gospel. And some may say, you know, another thing. However, this is usually what takes place on Ash Wednesdays for us to remember where we came from, and that soon this is the element that we will go back to, because our bodies are temporary. You know, we have the natural body and then we have the spiritual bodies. Our natural bodies are going to perish away, but our spiritual bodies, if deemed so by God, will be raised up to heaven. And I really want you guys to get this importance, because not a lot of people know this, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody participates in Ash Wednesday or in Lent, because what they see is that it requires so much, but it actually doesn't require much. All it requires is discipline and the will to, you know, obey God. So with Ash Wednesday, you're not allowed to eat meat. You can eat like fish and stuff like that, but you are not allowed to eat red meats of, you know, like lamb, beef, turkey meat, like stuff like that you're not allowed to have. And if you're like me, I do not eat fish. So the most you'll probably be eating is like salads, eggs and milk, stuff like that you can eat. But you would try to, you know, restrain from eating beef, pork, chicken, ham, lamb, anything that, you know, falls into that category. That's what Ash Wednesday consists of. However, for Lent, it's a 40-day fast, and basically you choose what it is that you want to sacrifice to the Lord. You know? Isn't that something, how we get to choose what to sacrifice, but when it was Jesus, he didn't get to choose, he just did it? Like, I want us to, you know, realize the leniency God, you know, has with us, you know? He gives us so much rope, and sometimes we hang ourselves by shortening the rope because of our own iniquities, because of our own shortcomings. But God gives us the permission to choose what it is that we want to give up for this 40 days. And I just want us to take note that Jesus didn't get this opportunity. And so we should be really thankful and grateful that, hey, God is allowing us to make that decision of our own. And just to give you guys a little bit of backstory as to what I am giving up this year, this may be TMI for a lot of people, but I just have to be honest and open with you guys, because at the end of the day, I say this all the time, but I am no perfectionist. Like, I'm not perfect. I don't aim to be. And I, you know, I have some things that I run into as well. But this Lent season, I decided to give up candy. Okay. Sweets, junk food, anything that falls into that category, I gave it up, because I have a sweet tooth. Like, I have a temptation for like sweets. It's crazy. Like, I will wake up and I'll go to some trail mix, but my trail mix has M&M's in it. And I'm like, all right, bet, I'm eating healthy. Heck no. Like, those peanuts in there are probably processed. And then I find myself eating donuts before work. Like, no, I have a goal I am trying to meet. And more importantly, if I'm trying to do what God has called me to do, I need to make sure that I'm healthy. Whether that be in a year or 10 years, I want to make sure that I am healthy and fit to uphold what God has, you know, laid down in my lap. You know? And so that's one thing that I'm giving up this season, is candy. And so far, y'all, It's been a little hard because people around me eating sweets and whatnot, and I'm telling them to hold me accountable, to tell me no, like, but I'm just over there like, yo, I really want this donut. I really want a cookie. Like, I really want some M&Ms from the gas station. Like, I need something. This is not fair at all. But yes, that is something that you would, you know, face as you're going through this season, because when Jesus was doing his 40-day fast, you know, he was tempted by the devil. So don't expect that, you know, you're going to go through this season without being tempted, because it's going to happen. This is the testing of your faith right now. Are you going to fight or are you going to flight? You know, it's the fight or flight season. And it's like, are you going to stick with it or are you going to throw in the towel because you just feel as though you can't do it? Or the devil is telling you that, hey, God's okay with this. You might as well just do this. Like, no, you know what's from God and what's not from God, because you know that what God gives and what God says is going to lead up to, you know, your healing, your growth. What the devil tells you is only going to backtrack you. It's only going to keep you inside of a barrier. It's only going to keep you inside of your comfort zone. So the devil on your shoulder may say, go ahead and eat that sweet. It's only one. But you know that if you eat one, you're going to eat another one and another one. See, that's why you got to be careful, you know, walking this tightrope, because when you're tempted, it's so easy to get so consumed with it and, you know, fall into a habit of, you know, doing it over and over again. And that's why I love Lent, because this gives us a time to reflect and reinvest in our faith. And I'm so glad that I just said that, because a lot of people don't know what Lent is. And so I look at Lent in three ways. So the first thing is I see Lent as a fasting slash repentance period, because when we're fasting, I see that as, okay, God, I am turning away from this wicked thing, from this thing that is, you know, causing distraction in our relationship. I am choosing to turn away from this. And by doing so, I am starving myself of the desire. And, you know, when you're starving yourself of that desire, you're showing God that, hey, I'm setting fire to anything that I can potentially go back to that'll harm our relationship, that'll harm our faith. And I put fasting and repentance together because I feel like they go hand in hand. And so when you repent and you turn away from, it kind of starts as a fast, you know. You may not see it as that, but when you repent and turn away, now you have to get into this strategy and this process to, how do I officially let go? And some people can't go cold turkey. You know what I'm saying? It takes levels to this. And so this 40-day fast may be a start to that. And after this fast, you may see it. So, you know, it should become easier to then, you know, let go and stray away from that very thing that was, you know, keeping you hostage, keeping you at bay. So yeah, the first one was fasting and repentance. The second way I look at Lent is just reflection, because like I said before, the purpose of this Lent season is to set aside time to reflect on Jesus Christ, you know, to consider his, you know, suffering and his sacrifice on the cross for us, you know, and in doing so, when we look at that, you know, his suffering and his life before public ministry, we see ourselves in the story. If not you, then I know I see myself in the story, because when we're going through this season, when we're going through this 40-day fast, this is like your stepping stone. This is like your trampoline that's going to propel you into your public ministry, whether it be on a stage, you know, behind a mic, like whatever your ministry may be, whether it be dance or being an author, whatever it is. This season, this period is vital. It's, you know, it's necessary. It's needed, because you really need to have that time of isolation, and you really need to have that time of self-discipline to get yourself and get, you know, get your mind wired into the mindset you need to have in order for you to have a successful ministry. And so during Lent season, I feel like if you don't reflect, then you're not doing it right, because you're supposed to be reflecting on who you were and where you see yourself going. And, you know, at the end of it, who you are now. And then you kind of like match that to, you know, how Jesus was, so that you can see that, hey, I'm not the only one that went through this. In fact, Jesus did this and he did it with no problem, because he abided in the word, and in doing so, he was able to fight against what the devil was trying to send him. You know what I'm saying? So fasting and repentance, reflection, and then the last way I look at Lent season is just basically self-discipline, you know, moderation. Basically, you getting that footing that you need so that you won't backslide into who you once were before the season started, you know, who you once were the year before or before God came into your life, you know, before you made yourself available to God. So fasting and repentance, reflecting, and self-discipline are the three important keys of Lent season. Now, when we're looking at Jesus, you know, his story, I want us to be mindful of his death, the burial, and the resurrection. Because the way he died, yes, it was so sad, it was so crucial, so harsh, but those beatings, those stripes on his back, I want us to remember that so that we won't take our lives for granted. Like, Jesus, those stripes on the back of Jesus, like, they were given to him so that we may have abundance, so that we may have life. And so when I think about his death, you know, I give thanks because he took that for me, and I wasn't even here yet. You know, and his burial, you may not think that that is important, but he was buried. He was buried. And when you're buried, you know, the plan is to keep you under. You know what I'm saying? Nobody thinks that, hey, you're going to rise up again. We think that your body is always going to be here, that your bones are always going to be here. But when they came back and they rolled that stone away and they didn't see Jesus' body in there. Cool. Did y'all catch that message before I even said it? They buried his body. Okay, when you bury somebody's body, the plan is for the body to stay there. They tried to trap him. They tried to keep him under. But you can't keep something that's above under. God's ways is above all of our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. How dare you think that you can keep his son under what he created? Oh. This is getting so good. I'm so excited if you can't tell. Death, the burial, and the resurrection. They tried to keep my man's under, but God, he didn't let that happen. Instead, Jesus on the third day rose from the dead. That resurrection is something serious because a lot of you thought you were dead. A lot of you thought you died in that car accident 10 years ago. A lot of you thought you died in that room where he raped you as 5 years ago. Like, no, you did not die. You did not die. You were resurrected. Something inside of you may have, you know, died away, but understand you were resurrected. You know what I'm saying? They can't keep you under. They can't keep you under that oppression. They can't keep you under, you know, being victimized by that situation. No, you are resurrected. You are a new creation. It's time for you to stop standing behind that old person. It's time for you to stop standing behind that old mask. God gave you an invitation into a new life through his son. It is time for you to take that. Jesus on the third day rose again. Some of you has been a year. Some of you has been years, months, weeks, whatever it is. It is time for you to rise up. Jesus is lending you a hand. And he is saying, listen, grab my hand, baby girl. Grab my hand, son. I got you and you will rise up with me as long as you abide in my word. Some of you have been sleeping. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to get on your feet. No more sleeping. No more snoozing. Stop hitting the snooze button. It's time for you to open your eyes and see that, listen, this 40-day fast should be taken seriously. Because after this, if you do this fast the way that you should do it, if you plan out accordingly, like, listen, this is what I'm going to do, this is my goal, and this is how I'm going to be after this fast is over. It's time for you guys to wake up. A lot of you guys are sleeping on what God has placed inside of you. And I know sometimes during Lent season, we have cheat days. Let me tell you something. If you fall off during your, you know, 40-day fast, don't beat yourself up and don't give yourself the excuse that, listen, I messed up this one day, I might as well throw it all in the trash. No. Don't let the devil get the best of you. Start over. Yes, you heard me. Start over until you are able to fully fast that 40 days. Start over. Okay? I'm not over here encouraging you to have all these cheat days, but what I'm saying is that if you do mess up, if you do make a mistake, if you do fall, it is okay. You can get back up again. God is there. He's not, you know, looking over you saying, nope, you know, you're not welcome. Nope, you can't do this. No, he is saying, okay, I see that you messed up. You brought it to my attention. All right, let's start over. As long as you are willing to devote your time, your dedication to this cause, God is more than glad to help you. He is more than happy to help you. He doesn't want to see you down. So if you mess up, know that it's okay. If you need help or you need an accountability partner, I'm here. Just send me a message like, listen, hey, I need you to, you know, help me out with this, that, and the third. Like, I got you. You can be my accountability partner too, but I don't want you to think that just because you mess up this one time that you got to throw the whole 40-day fast in the trash. No. Get up and try again. Yes, you may have ate that cookie you wasn't supposed to eat at midnight. Okay. Start over the next day. Like, stop beating yourself up so much that, you know, you feel as though you can't get past go. You are worthy, you are able, and God is behind you. So no more excuses, okay? Take this Lent season and do what you are supposed to do. Give it your all. If you don't even know, if you didn't know that Lent started on the 17th, listen, today, choose, you know, what it is that you want to give up and start today. Start today, count out your 40 days from now, and have that be your end day. Now that you know, let's get you, you know, participated and engaged in this so that when next year comes around, you'll be more prepared. But I really want you guys to just engage and participate in this Lent season because I feel as though so much clarity is going to be obtained from this. So much clarity. Somebody's going to know how to move about these next couple of months, and they didn't know how to do it beforehand. I feel like somebody's going to get that message that they have been waiting for. That confirmation is coming. That sign is coming. But you first have to indulge in what it is that God has given you. Lent season is, you know, the gift that God has given you. They're like, how is a fast a gift? Do you not know that there is healing in fasting? Clarity in fasting? Identity in fasting? Like, a lot of people don't even know what their identity is. And when they start fasting and, you know, start removing the toxic things from their life, they start to see their identities in Christ, which they couldn't have seen if they didn't fast before. Sometimes you got to isolate yourself. Sometimes you got to discipline yourself. It's like, hey, I got to put myself on this diet, on this fast, so that, you know, later on down the road, I will no longer want this. Who is this message for? Who is this message for? And it may seem like I was rambling on today, but I really wanted you guys to get prepared this Lent season and just know what it is that you are participating in. And this is just mainly encouragement for those who didn't know what Lent was. And, you know, me extending the invitation for you to join us on this journey. Like, if you feel as though you're doing this by yourself, hey, join me in this Lent season. Like, I got you. Send me a message, drop a comment, do something, but just reach out to me so that I know, like, hey, can you help me out with this? Or, hey, can you be my partner for these next 40 days? Like, I got you. You are not by yourself. You are not by yourself. And, you know, this is for those who probably are, you know, on the verge of saying, you know what, I don't need to give this up for that. Listen, I am also giving up sex for Lent season because it was so easy to say, like, you know, I'm abstaining from sex when I wasn't talking to anybody. I wasn't dating anybody. Like, it's so easy to abstain from something when you don't have it in your, you know, peripheral, when you don't have it, you know, available to you. It's easy to stay away from it, you know? And so now it's like I'm in the process, you know, of talking with someone. You know, I met somebody and I feel as though my old ways have started to come up. And so this season has given me, you know, an opportunity to lay down what I want God to take care of. And so I really want God to take care of this relationship because this is all new to me and I don't want to mess anything up. And so I felt God say, listen, give up this. And again, this may be TMI for somebody, but hey, a lot of people, you know, a lot of couples, especially in our generation, feel as though sex should be a requirement in a relationship when that's the last thing that it should be. You should be waiting for sex into marriage. Listen, I've been telling myself this for the longest. So for me to do this, you know, to give up sex for this, you know, the next 40 days is a big deal to me because, again, It was easier said than done when I didn't have anybody. And the fact that I do, I feel as though this is the challenge that I need. You know, and the devil, I know he's going to be like, you might as well do this. You know, you might as well indulge in this. But then I feel God like, listen, say like, you got this. You got this, sis. You know, and crazy, like with us doing this, with us both giving up sex, I was so happy to hear, you know, my partner say that, listen, sex is not even the most important thing. Like, yeah, we can do this. Of course we can do this. Like when he said that, I was just like, thank you, God. Because listen, like the knuckleheads that I've run into before, it was just like they were physically attracted to me. And that was mainly that, you know? And so it's been forever. Because it's like I never had a relationship, you know, never been really like serious with anybody. So this is a big deal. And the fact that, you know, we're taking the initiative to, you know, bring God in the middle of it all, I feel good about this. Like, I feel great about this. And I'm so glad that I'm able to share this with you guys, because you may be in a relationship and you may be like, should I give this up? Like, should I not be doing this? Like, give it up. Okay, speak to God. And, you know, he's going to tell you what to do. But I had brought it to God's attention because sex does create soul ties. And it definitely is something that should be waited for, you know, in marriage. You know, you should definitely wait to have sex in marriage because of the soul ties and because it requires the union of one. And so I'm glad that God had put that in my heart to, you know, give that up for 40 days, because in doing so, I pray that this will help us to, you know, put that on hold, you know, to put sex on hold until we are ready to take that next step, you know, in that direction of marriage and stuff like that. So I'm really happy that we have decided to give this up, and I can't wait to see how God is going to work through us in these next few weeks. So this wraps up today's episode. I really hope you guys were able to take something away from this. Drop a comment, drop a review if you haven't already. Follow me on my inspirational blog on Instagram at Her Devotion. And I hope you all have a blessed rest of your day. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye, y'all.